Coming up, it's Lightning Phil and the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our show this August 29th at Tanglewood in the Music Shed in Massachusetts. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Andrew calling from Oakville.
Where is Oakville?
Oakville's a suburb of Toronto.
You're a Canadian.
Indeed I am.
Oh, wow, that's very exciting.
For some people.
I can't tell you how the sound of your dimes dropping into the coin return in a soda machine is like embedded in my brain.
They
you know, that,
that
disappointing just... clink.
You have no idea.
When you realize, oh, for Christ's sake, it was the only dime I had. And you keep trying it again, thinking maybe the machine won't realize. And then, ding, 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 ding.
Andrew, could you do something about that, maybe? First, Andrew, want to welcome you to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
Definitely.
Here is your first limerick.
Our pet sent us postcards from Prague. We met someone sniffing a log. We tried to go over. Instead, we sent Rover. Our vacation funds spent on our...
dog?
Yes! New York's Paw Seasons Dog Hotel is offering a luxury dog vacation for the low, low price of $70,000. That gets your dog massages, a designer wardrobe for their stay, grooming, and a chauffeur, which is French for a dog walker in a tuxedo. Alternatively, you can keep the $73,000 and let your dog roll around in the spot where that bird died. Just as happy.
Wow.
All I want to know is why in the world didn't they call their luxury hotel for dogs the Fur Seasons?
Oh, Peter. This is the fourth time you've gotten that reaction.
Are you keeping count?
Just a little hash mark here.
Okay,
on the paper.
I understand.
I always just think about the person who has to massage a dog. And just, I think about them just seeing their whole life run in front of them the whole time. Just like, how am I massaging a dog? Like, I'm the one who has to, like, the dog is getting the massage. I'm massaging the dog. The dog's on vacation. I'm working. I am massaging a dog.
I've always thought that that's like the greatest con in the world. That you sold, somebody's paying you to massage a dog. Like, people pet dogs all day long.
Yeah.
But I'm not petting your dog. I'm massaging your dog.
So you think they're happy?
And that's going to cost you $500 an hour.
Yeah.
They're happy because you only sell right. that service to a rich person. Nobody's saving up money to get the dog massaged.
Right.
Here, Andrew, is your next limerick.
The gifts that I give look like crap. I think paper and tape are a trap. But I found a role that I can control. Now presents, I'm able to...
wrap.
Yes, indeed. Men can do a lot of things. We can eat. We can think about eating. We can regret eating. But one thing men cannot do is wrap presents successfully. You know this. You've seen presents wrapped by men. They don't look good. Fortunately, now there is the Man Wrap. That is a device that helps men wrap presents without need for coordination or giving a damn about how you wrap a present. The makers promise Man Wrap 2.0 will help the man remember to buy the present in the first place.
They've had Man Wrap in every store for years. Up on the top floor in the back by the restrooms, there's a old lady, and you pay her $5 and she wraps the present.
Yes, yeah. Here is your last limerick.
As I'm running around city blocks, my feet are absorbing the shocks. The miles I've forgotten are stored in white cotton. A computer's sewn into my...
socks.
Socks, yes. You said that with such resignation. If you've been looking for the world's most bitter computer chip, look no further than the one that got sewn into Sensoria. the new computerized sock. It gives you data on how much you've walked and calories burned, plus thermal data on the dark dystopian hellscape that is the inside of your old running shoes. So, Bill, how did Andrew do on our show?
Well, you know, he gets good news because he won.
Yes, he did. Well done, Andrew. Meaning you'll win our prize. We'll have one of the few editions of Carl Castle's Voice in Canada. Good luck, and thanks so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Great job, Andrew.